Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's officially a brand new day here in the Central Time Zone. Friday, June 1st, 2007. Midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at the only officially sanctioned website of the network, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our special guest this evening is a man who, as I said, has just really, really explained so much to me. The author of the book and DVD of the same name, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. Please welcome back Norm Franz. Norm, sorry for the interruption there, my friend. FCC requirements. But please continue. We're talking about God showing you all this. And I remember in the DVD you said that you asked God why, you know, and you asked him to sort of...
I cried out to him, and I said that once he showed me the Babylonian system and how it worked, especially the financial Babylon aspect of it, because that was the thing that really had me, is I cried out and I said, God, deliver me from this Babylonian system. And the Lord spoke so clearly to my heart, and he said, Norm, I can't take you out of Babylon until I take Babylon out of you. And the bottom line is, it comes back to, Frank, it comes back to the love of money. We have to understand that money doesn't corrupt the false money, the fiat money doesn't corrupt us. It's the corruption of man that corrupts the money. It was the corruption of man that caused and his love of money that caused him to take the honest weights and the honest measures of gold and silver out of the money and replace that with the debt, the dishonest weights and measures system of debt that we have today. And that dishonest weights and measures system, which is what I talk about in the first session of the video and in the second and third chapter of the book, that dishonest weights and measures system of ancient times is simply being, it was wrapped up in a little different package called fractional reserve banking, but it's the same principle that's in operation today on a global scale. And you can trace that all the way back to ancient Babylon as one of the reasons why empires are overthrown is because one of the contributing factors is always that they debauch the currency. It deals with money, and that deals with the heart of man. And the worse man gets, the more debauchery that manifests itself in our financial system until such a point in time where that financial system collapses in on itself. Then you have war and the overturning of the existing basis of society. And that's where we're headed right now. John Maynard Keynes said it the best. You know, he basically said the way to overturn the existing basis of society is to debauch the currency.
It's very true.
And that's exactly what's happening. And that comes back now to the conspiracy. That comes back to the global conspiracy. And people say, oh, there's no global conspiracy. Well, yes, there is. And the scripture is very, very clear. The scripture deals with it. In fact, in the book, I talk about this because, you know, you get to a certain point where you're explaining the financial system, but then you have to stop and say, okay, why would men do something that is so obviously wicked and evil and a desire with a desire to control? You know, Hosea 12:7 says, a merchant in whose hands are false balances, he loves to oppress. And when we read that, we think, well, why is that? Well, when you read the book, chapter 5 and chapter 6, I talk about the conspiracy. I talk about scripture verses like Psalms 37 and verse 12. It says, the wicked...
Hey, Norm, I'm sorry for another quick interruption. Stay with us, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. An eye-opening look at the entire thing. They talk about money making the world go round. It does. But what happens when people are trying to adjust the way that everything works and the fashion that it happens in? It's important to understand it. And I think we all have strived? I don't know. We've all attempted.
We've all tried.
Yeah, thank you. We've all attempted to make that leap forward, and there's always been something that's held me back. Norm Franz, our guest tonight, has explained things in a way I have never heard before. I'm so in awe of your research, my friend, because it's so unlike anything I've ever heard before. I've just had all these jaw-dropping experiences with guests as of late, and today was just phenomenal. I mean, all day long, just in a mind-spinning, you know, state of awareness. It's just been incredible. But you were talking about scripture and what it talks about, and I had no idea so many different scriptures tied into the money thing. But again, as John had said about Jesus being upset about the money changers and the whole idea of the Lord's Prayer being changed from trespass or from debtor to trespasser, it was just amazing to me because it does all make sense.
Well, and that's one of the wonderful things about Scripture, about the Bible, mm-hmm. is that when you approach it from a revelation of the Spirit of God, then it helps us to make sense of everything that's going on, because mm-hmm. there's nothing new under the sun, is what Ecclesiastes said.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that has been shall be, and everything that shall be has been. And if we don't understand and take a biblical worldview, and I'm not, you know, I'm not talking about conservative Christian worldview.
Right.
I'm talking about a biblical worldview. I always felt, you know, Ecclesiastes 10:2 says that a wise man's heart leads him to the right, but a fool's heart leads him to the left. And but that doesn't mean that, that Jesus was a Republican.
Oh no.
He wasn't even an American.
That's right.
Yeah, which is
he wasn't even a Christian, if you really want to be shocking.
Well, yeah, if you really want to be technical, he wasn't even a Christian. He was a Torah observant high priest Jew.
That's right.
And he walked in the law of the Lord. And the only way that we're going to be successful to any degree, especially in these last days, is that we've got to get back, get the laws of God written on our heart and on our mind, and then begin to make that change to start walking in them. Because what John was talking about before, the number one question is, how many people are going to do anything about it?
Yeah, it's a big question.
And it starts with me. It starts with Norm Franz first. In other words, I can't go out there and run down anybody out there trying to run this world system when I was guilty of using that world system to satisfy the lust of my own flesh.
Amen. See, I've always said that. You know, we spend so much time, especially in a lot of the churches, and the particular denominations within an elitist attitude of, well, we've got it right, but they've got it wrong. And we got to get away from that. We got to build on our own selves. We got to make sure we're squared away. Otherwise, you know, we have no authority, not that we do anyway, to point fingers, but we certainly can't even help someone. You can't save someone who's drowning if you yourself don't know how to swim. And one of the things and I think you were leading in this direction in the DVD that blew my mind. And it was a series of scriptures that describe how God's law differs from commercial Babylon. Now, commercial Babylon obviously is the system we have now. And I could not even wrap my head around that for a long time, Norm. The fact that Habakkuk and Proverbs and Romans and James all talk about the way that the fractional reserve system is and the entire system we've got of stocks and bonds and lending and borrowing and all of these things are mentioned in Scripture.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key is understanding the principles behind the Scripture.
Uh-huh.
And then just taking that principle, and then when you look at some of these investments, and it does help to have a working knowledge of how the investment works.
Mm. Okay.
That's always a plus, and that's something that I had. But then God in His grace and His mercy, and it wasn't anything that I tried to do. It was just the Lord just led me down this path and started revealing this to me, and the same principles that these different investments operated by were in the Scriptures, and God says, don't do that. Like Habakkuk 2, verse 6 and 7 says, woe to those who try to increase what is not theirs and make themselves rich with loans. See, that's the number one problem that we have in the world today, not just the United States, but the world as a whole, is that everybody's out there borrowing money, trying to make money, and God is so clear in the Scripture, He says, if you do that, you will become plunder for your creditors, and Frank, that's exactly what's happening right now.
It's true.
So many people around the world, but in the United States, like never before, the bankruptcy rate and the foreclosure rate is higher than it has ever been. And that is simply a manifestation of Habakkuk 2, verse 6 and 7. That's all that it is.
That's amazing. Because, and I'll be honest with you, Norm, I'm an idiot when it comes to finance, like I said. And I remember people trying to explain to me about, you know, banks and about stocks and bonds. And I said, wait a minute here. So you're telling me I give them real money, which I know now is simply just green IOUs with dead presidents on them. I give you my real money, and you give me a printout with some numbers on it, and I'm supposed to be comfortable with that? And then to take it a step further, stocks, bonds, and things like that. So I give you my real money, and you give me a piece of paper that says I own something? It's just bizarre. It never made sense to me, and I thought that there was always something wrong with me, Norm. And now I realize that God is always – and you mentioned this so well in the DVDs as well – that God had put obstacles up to my understanding of the world system, because he didn't want me involved in it. Because if I had thought, and I always have thought, that you have to borrow money to make money. You don't know how many times I've had opportunities to do things like that. And someone said, oh, just go get a loan and, you know, be a part of this with me. And I've just never, been able to do it because I don't understand it. And I think that's what that was.
Well, and that's God's love and mercy on you. Because, and I wanted to say this earlier, and this is, I think, the opportunity to say it, is that when John was on talking about your situation and the financial scenario, et cetera, I just felt the Lord speak to me, and just to say to you that regardless of what happens, God is going to take you up, and he's going to take you over. He's going to show you some things that you haven't known. You're learning a lot of that right now. At this very moment in this interview and in your relationship with me, but God's going to take you beyond where you've been, and even if you do move on from there, what you're going to come into is going to glorify him even more than what you've been doing up to this point in time. So you're not to worry about it. Just go with him. He's going to lead you. He's going to bring you out.
I'm just trying to stay composed.
Amen. And that's in Isaiah. Isaiah talks about coming out of the unclean thing. Isaiah 52 says, and this is the same thing that Paul says in Corinthians and John says in the book of Revelation. But in Isaiah 52, the prophet says this, and beginning in verse 11, he says, Depart, go out from there, touch nothing unclean. Go out of the midst of her, purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. That would be the priesthood, that would be believers today. But you will not go out in haste, nor will you go out as fugitives, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. And when it talks about going out from the unclean thing and God being our rear guard, that is a direct reference to the Passover, when Israel came out of Egypt. And when we go back and we look at how God has worked with his people throughout history, is that there are some times where God will allow us to go into Egypt and prosper there. I mean, he took Jacob and the 70 down to Egypt, and he prospered them in the land of Goshen.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stay in Egypt too long, you wind up a slave to Egypt, because the borrower is slave to the lender.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a time, and there's always a time, where God says, okay, I'm going to take you out of Egypt now, and I'm going to deliver you. And in the overall plan of God, especially as far as his people go, those who believe that Jesus, Yeshua, is his Messiah, and that he died for our sins, and that we're called to walk in his ways, write his laws on our heart and walk in his ways, now is the time God is saying to the corporate body of Messiah, he's saying, I want you to come out of Babylon, because I'm going to judge it. That's why he tells us in Revelation 18:4 to come out of her, so that you don't participate in her sins and receive of her plague. That's the season that we're in now. So The call of God isn't to go in and try to save it. The call of God is to come out of it before he brings his judgment. Because judgment's coming. There's nothing we're going to do to stop that. It is too far gone.
And that's really the amazing thing about this DVD is that, you know, as I said, 4 hours is an amazing... I don't know how you fit it all in, honestly. But, you know, it went by so fast for me. And at the entire final hour, you explain the whole system, the way it works, what our role is as believers, as Christians in the world system, and how we should be operating according to God's law and helping each other, in that we can't do it by ourselves. We have to go together.
Yeah, the fullness of God cannot come outside of the community. But the community has to come back to the ways of God according to his word, not denominationalism, mm-hmm. but really getting back to the ways of God, and that would be from a Hebraic perspective. We have to understand that Jesus and the apostles, like I said, they weren't Republicans and they weren't Americans. They were Torah-observant Jews,
mm-hmm.
and they walked in the ways of God according to his word.
It is it's stunning, stunning stuff. Stay with us, folks. Quick break. Back in three with our special guest tonight, Norm Franz. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening what might be the most important show you've ever heard, solely because of our guest and the information that he is bringing to the table. Norm Franz, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. It's really good to be here. And I'd like to let the listening audience know that if they go to our website at ascensionministries.net, you're going to get our resource page, which is Whitestone Press, and there's some free things on there you can download and listen to, and all of the things that we share, not only on the financial side of things, but just how to live a biblical lifestyle are on there, and there're full descriptions of everything that's on there, and I really believe and that. It'll help them understand the times. We need to be like the sons of Issachar. 1 Chronicles 12:32 says that the sons of Issachar understood the times and had knowledge of what to do. And that is one of the things that's really been missing in the body of Messiah and among people in general, is that we don't really understand the times from a biblical perspective. And
yes,
that's what we really help people do. And not only do that, but understand what to do during those times in order to protect ourselves and our families from what is coming, and you're not going to stop it because Scripture says that it's coming. It's very, very clear.
That's right. And it is important that we get together with like-minded people, and certainly that's what I love about this forum, is we get together and we can all do things to help each other, and that's what we're going to get into. But, you know, we were talking about God's law being different from commercial Babylon and discussing some of the scriptures that really are very clear about this. But, you know, and that's the thing, Norm, I've been reading the Bible my whole life. Now, I've read it straight through, and I bounce around, and I always feel that, you know, if I just pop it open, I usually get something that just seems to be incredibly profound, directly relating to me and whatever it is I'm looking for. It's an amazing, amazing book. I have probably read every one of these scriptures, and I've never, it's like I'm hearing them for the first time. Proverbs 28:20. If you'd like to comment on that, I don't know. Basically, it's about the people who are always looking to make a quick buck.
Oh, yeah. He who makes haste to get rich shall not go unpunished.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And
it's very clear.
Yeah, and that's what our whole world system is built upon. It's from a financial standpoint, it's built on the love of money and the haste to get rich quick. And that's why people will borrow money. I mean, look at what happened to the NASDAQ during the last half of the 1990s. I mean, in March of 2000, the NASDAQ was at 5,000. And that was just simply people borrowing money and buying stock on margin and using stock options, derivatives, and so on and so forth. And whenever you borrow money and invest it into or put it into a market or an investment of some sort, it always artificially inflates the price. And so when Greenspan began to raise interest rates, I mean, that thing collapsed down to under 2,000. That was like a 60% drop in a very, very, very short period of time. And we have to understand that the stock market, the Dow right now, is on a bubble, the same basic type of bubble, not as big percentage-wise as the NASDAQ was, but there's a real heavy-duty big bubble there. Mm-hmm. And real estate, the bubble in real estate, has been crashing actually over the last year, almost 2 years.
Yes, nonstop, and gradualism, you know, is people don't pay attention. I saw one of those stories, Norm, that said basically that houses were selling, they were selling record amounts of houses. That was basically the headline of it. And when I read it, because I was so surprised by it, they said basically, but they're selling for record lows. So, you know, that's not really a good thing.
Actually, you know, I knew we were going to talk about real estate, and so I went and I got some reports. I get a report from a marketing group that's inside the real estate loop.
Uh-huh.
And there's so much confusion in the real estate market that people don't know what to do. May 16th, it says housing starts rise. In other words, the housing starts go up. And
yeah,
I won't read you all the details, but that's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
On May 21st, it says new home sales rise 16.2% unexpectedly.
Yeah, sounds like a good thing.
Then Friday, May 25th, 4 days later, it says existing home sales fell. And so what you've got is you've got the new home sales that were up, but you're exactly right. The prices, they had to drop the prices way down. But what that does with all these people who already own homes, mm-hmm, and they bought them at the high inflated prices, when the new home buyer or when the new home builders are out there and they're dropping those prices, then the bottom line is those who have existing homes can't sell their homes. And so it's and any time you take that much cheap, low interest money and shove it into a market, you're going to have a bubble that's going to pop and going to hurt a lot of people. And it all goes back to the principle of dishonest weights and measures, which God himself calls an abomination.
Yes.
And if you try to make yourself rich with loans, your creditors are going to rise up against you. There's a story on our website on
that. I want to hear more about that, and I think it's important to point out, it's not an abomination to do that. You're an abomination if you do that. That's an important point. Folks, stay with us. We're back in three with our special guest, Norm Franz.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. And, of course, can't believe how fast time is flying. This hour is being brought to you by Grant Hall, of course, author of the book Privacy Crisis. He joined us on Monday. Amazing information. You can read all about it at his website, which is www.privacycrisis.com. You can purchase the ebook there. You can also purchase the hardcover book there. You can go to Amazon.com and search for a used copy, but they do go fast. But if you just want to make sure you get your hands on it, by all means, call this particular Borders bookstore, which does have it in stock and on hand, 702-433-6222. Learn all about the ways you can travel, you can bank, you can work, you can live anonymously right here in the United States, folks. It's all legal. It's all just about keeping your stuff private, and that's it. There's nothing untoward about it at all. It's really an amazing book, an amazing system, and in my opinion, a must-have, a must-read, as is the book from our guest tonight. He is the author of the book Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, the corresponding DVD that goes with it. Norm Franz, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I'm just so much enjoying this and getting so much out of it on so many levels. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, on the real estate market, the last thing I wanted to mention there is that, again, we have to understand where we're at in time, in the prophetic scheme of things, because heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of God's law passes away. And so we have to go back to the scriptures and then chart history based on the scriptures and based on everything that I can understand now. We're coming to the end of the age when this current system is going to be overthrown, and what's going to come out of the ashes of the overthrow of our current world order is going to be the new world order of Mystery Babylon of the Book of Revelation. And whenever God judges a nation, and in this particular case, it's going to be a world to a degree, but let's just stick with a nation, the United States, the real estate market always takes a hit. Amos chapter 3 and verse 15, Amos was one of the prophets that spoke to Israel just prior to the Babylonian captivity, and he was pronouncing judgment on Israel. And he says in verse 15, God speaking through the prophet says, I will also smite the winter house together with the summer house. The houses of ivory will also perish, and the great houses will come to an end, declares the Lord. And so God specifically zeroes in on real estate, and I can't say for sure if this is that judgment that's coming on it. I tell you what, I really believe that if there isn't, if they don't come up with some sort of new way of financing, with all the problems in the subprime and so on and so forth, if they don't come up with some new device that can be used to finance real estate to get more people into it, we could be witnessing a serious collapse of the real estate market. And in the book, and this is the crux of the thing, the bottom line where this whole thing is going is that the entire world is going to default on its debt.
Everything in the world.
That's exactly right. And when that takes place, the New World Bank that will be running out of whatever global governance entity is in place at the time. Right now, that would be the United States with the backing of the Federal Reserve, or the United Nations with the backing of the Federal Reserve. That new World Bank is going to take on all the debt that people owe. They're going to, and I document this in the book, and it's called Debt for Equity Swaps. They've been doing this for a long time, like in Africa, and in some of these crisis countries like Mexico and Southeast Asia when it happened. The banks come in, and what they do is they take the property from the debtors.
Yes.
And because in the end, the debtor, the borrower doesn't own the property, the bank does, the lender does. And what's going to happen is that they are going to, the New World Order crowd is going to say, you don't have to worry, we understand you're never going to be able to pay back your debt, so we're going to forgive you your debt, but we're going to take possession and ownership of your property. And that's how the one world socialism is going to come into being. It's going to be because everybody defaults on their debt. They don't own it anyway, so they're going to give up everything. And in exchange for giving it up, obeying the laws and so on and so forth, then they are going to provide for us what we need, our transportation allowance, our food allowance, our housing allowance. They're going to tell us where they're going to need us to work at and so on and so forth. And it's going to be that global socialism, but it's going to be the default on debt that is going to lead the whole world into that.
It's amazing.
It could happen, and I don't believe that it will, but it could happen without firing a shot just because the people owe the money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, what an incredible carrot on a stick that is for most people to say, hey, look, just go ahead and we'll write off all your debt. Yeah, I mean, it seems like a dream come true for people. I think they'll be clamoring for that.
Well, and then you have the liberal left, the socialists that are out there now. If you look at most of the Democrats, they're socialists. They want a
That's
socialist
right.
state anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and Hillary had just spoken about that, actually, that exact thing, about being able to help make sure that everybody is, I guess, financially stable, not just the CEOs and whatnot.
Well, and that's exactly right. And what, like Hillary Clinton wants to do, she wants to take the profits from the oil companies and basically disperse it, redistribute it among the populace. And the oil companies and the big corporations are as corrupt as they come, but socialism isn't the answer. And so we have to understand that this system is in the process of coming down. And we shouldn't be afraid of this new world order, the mystery of Babylon as it comes to power, because God's very clear in Revelation 18, verse 1 and 2, that is the place where he's gathering those who he's going to judge. That's why he says, come out of this thing. And if we can get a handle on that, and that God actually puts it in the heart of the conspirators to do this so that the words of God might be fulfilled, is what Revelation 17, verses 13 and 17 say, is that if we can understand that God is using this new world order as a way of gathering all the corrupt and all which is evil so he can bring judgment on it, that gives us incentive to come mm-hmm. out from being of that world. In other words, we want to be in the world without being of the world, and that's what Jesus' high priestly prayer in John chapter 17. Mm-hmm. And the only way that we can do that is to, he said, Father, sanctify them in the truth. Then he said, thy word is truth. And so we've got to get back to the Word of God, because that's yes. how we are sanctified, set apart from the world that's in the process of being judged.
Yeah, and you know, just when we were talking about this periodically, God's law being different from, you know, commercial Babylon, an amazing, amazing scripture that I, again, have never seen it in quite this way, James 4, 13 through 17, and you talk about that in terms of people buying into the corporate mentality of corporate America, the big corporations where they put their stocks out there and say, hey, this is what we're planning on doing. We're investing in this country. We're building new stores. We're doing this and this and this. You know, be a part of it.
Well, that's exactly right. See, because when you take, momentum buying and you pool money or you borrow money and you buy stocks on margin, then what happens is that the value of stock isn't really the value of the company. It's the value is based on how many people buy or sell based on the news. And so if people come and say, okay, well, invest in our company because this year we're going to go to China and we're going to do business over there, right, and these are the profits we're going to make, people buy the stock before they ever do anything, before that company actually does anything. They're all betting on the come, so to speak. It's like going to Vegas.
Yeah.
And what happens is that stock price will rise based on what they're saying that they're going to do. And when you read James 4, beginning in verse 13, it says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we shall go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business to make a profit, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. And I wish that Ken Lay would have read that.
It's amazing.
You know, if you think about it, because basically it was, you know, if you listen to the speeches that all of these guys do, WorldCom and Enron,
yes,
and so forth, we're going to do all of this stuff, so invest in our company. But the bottom line is that whole thing's passed away. And people that retired on the retirement plan, the pension fund at Enron, that were laying on the beach in Tahiti when that thing crashed, those people are sacking groceries in Walmart now. And that's
tragic.
The world system, and in the end, it usurps and it destroys everybody financially if you're in that system. Whether you've loaned your money to the system or whether you've borrowed money from the system, that system is a beast, and it's designed to bring the whole world under bondage to debt, and that's why God's people got to come out. And the first thing is we got to get out of debt. That's mm-hmm. the bottom line.
Yes, and I think that's fantastic because, as you had mentioned, and you started down this road, and I've been curious the whole time watching your DVD. You started to say, well, the churches teach, and then you said, well, I'm not going to go into that now. Well, I understand the context, but what I'm saying is that I would love to get your take on what the churches are teaching people about finances.
Well, basically, brother, the leadership in the church has, well, they've just missed it in large part because they haven't really separated priestly income from business income.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really studied the laws of God regarding what we talk about here in the book and in the tapes and so on and so forth. They've never studied that. They've basically said, well, then, you know, it's okay to go in and go into debt and so on and so forth. In fact, you know, if you want to give me an offering, put it on your credit card.
Wow.
Now, I heard one guy say, well, you know, if you give an offering to this ministry, God's going to help you get out of debt, and go ahead and put it on your credit card. That's how you got into debt in the first place. Why not put it on your credit card to give to the ministry to get out of debt?
Wow.
And in our program, we use credit cards, but in our website, we're building a new website right now. We're almost done with it.
Mm-hmm.
We have where we say make donations and things on that order. We have a little thing in there saying a biblical use of a credit card. And we ask people that if you can't pay that credit card off, that charge off at the end of the month, either donating to our ministry or buying books or tapes or whatever the case may be, we tell people we don't believe God wants you to go into debt to support our ministry or to buy any of our material. So if you're not going to pay it off at the end of the month, please don't use the credit card. And that's something that we've got to, that's something that we've got to embrace. And in the last days, brother, 2 Peter chapter 2 says that just as there were false prophets among the people in Israel, so there are going to be false teachers among you, and that in their greed they are going to exploit you.
Yeah.
And that's going on in the churches all the time from leadership. They're exploiting the sheep.
It's true. It's very, very true. And that's the amazing thing about it. And you'd even mentioned that too in the film, and said, you know, so much of in particular the preaching of God's law of sanctified prosperity. You say, you know, the problem in the churches is that they don't read the whole thing. It's all about context, you know, and they'll stop when the context suits their needs, such as pitching an idea or suggesting something to people, even maybe like what you said, suggesting to people, hey, you know, whip out your credit card, donate to me, and God will reward you for your, you know, with prosperity.
Well, in the book, I talk about two major false gods that arise in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
They're called fortune and destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Fortune there is a biblical prosperity message in
Yes.
Scripture. But it's not the prosperity message that's being taught in the majority of the church today. This fortune and destiny, this is prosperity, and destiny is the purpose-driven message.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the purpose-driven message misses the boat.
Yes.
You know, it's all about your purpose, it's all about your destiny, and so on and so forth. And I have to tell you, and this just comes, and this is just raw scripture. This is raw Spirit of God scripture. Is that we all, those who are believers in Jesus, we all have the same destiny. It's one destiny. It's the same destiny, and that we are predestined to become conformed to His image. That is our ultimate destiny. Everything else is just an occupation.
Mm. Wow.
Or the work of the ministry. Mm-hmm. But we are. Our destiny is to become conformed to the image of God, the image of Jesus ultimately, and Jesus is the Word of God. That's why we got to get it written in our heart and walk in it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And one other thing I wanted to mention, and this is where a lot of people are at in the church. I was at the church I attend a couple of months ago, just prior to ministering on the apocalypse, America's financial apocalypse there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in praise and worship, and all of a sudden I was like hearing voices, and I thought that they were, you know, just audible voices, but I was hearing it in the spirit, and this is what I heard: confusion, chaos, change, shaking. What's going on? What is happening? How can this be happening? Things aren't working the way they used to. God, where are you? how am I going to make it? I can't take it anymore. The world is going mad, and I don't know what to do. Mm. And things like that, I could just hear people, and I sensed that it was the body of Messiah at large, but I know that some of this stuff was on the hearts of the people in the congregation that I attend. And the bottom line is this, is that in the last days it says these things are going to come, and men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of what's to come upon the earth. But the scripture also teaches that the righteous will never be shaken. Even though the world is shaking, if we are walking righteously, and the person who is righteous is the one who practices righteousness. Mm-hmm. There is an imputed righteousness that we get when we're born again, but the one who manifests God's righteousness is the one who's walking righteously. And when you're walking righteously, God says you are righteous, and you won't be shaken in that day because you know what's coming. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's an exciting place to be.
It really is. Norm, we're up to another break here, and I think that this really is a perfect, you know, sort of opening to discuss about the wealth of the world and the people in the world system who are, you know, we all look at and see these people who just have so much and whatnot. There will be a distribution of wealth according to God's plan, and maybe we can discuss that a little bit here when we come back. Folks, stay with us. Back in three.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
All the times have come.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Tail end of hour number two already. Time flying by, and our special guest this evening, from what I understand, has agreed to stay on with us, which I'm very, very excited about. I know you have questions, folks, because for a lot of you, as it was for me, this is probably the first time you're ever hearing this. And what you've got in conjunction with this book and DVD is a series of things that some of it you've heard before, but I can guarantee you've never heard it in this fashion. You've never seen it spelled out in this way. The book and the DVD will make such an impact on anyone who has any basic knowledge of either the conspiratorial side of things, the factual side of things, or the financial side of things only, and no comprehension of anything else. This will make sense, and this will make a huge difference to them, as I think it has for me. Norm Franz, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back and ready for however long we want to go.
Wonderful. That's very exciting for me, and I'm sure it is for the listeners as well. When we left off, I was mentioning to you about how it's pretty clear in Scripture about, you know, we've all heard about this, storing our treasures in heaven and not on earth. And we've seen countless times on some of the more despicable television evangelism programs where, you know, they're saying, oh, send us your money and you'll be saved. I've always had a problem with that. Because it's deceptive in a number of different ways. But what you bring up in the DVD and in the book as well is that when God comes to sort of bring this reckoning and really set everything correct and his kingdom and his rules, all that wealth goes right back to him and subsequently to his people.
Yeah. Chapter 15 of the book is called The End Time Transfer of Wealth. And the foundational scripture is Proverbs 13, verse 22, and it says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous." And the first thing that I always help people understand is, and this is where I differ from a lot of the prosperity teachers, mm-hmm. is that the full measure of that transfer doesn't come until Messiah actually returns and establishes his kingdom. But there is a measure of that wealth that transfers in the last days, simply because we still have a gospel to preach to every creature in the world. And like it or not, that takes finances to some degree or another. And so I talk about how the difference between the wicked and the righteous. Sometimes people will look at the wicked and see all the money that they have, and they have no problems, and, I mean, whatever they want, they've got, et cetera, et cetera. But Job says this in Job 27, verse 13. It says, "This is the portion of the wicked man from God and his inheritance which tyrants receive from the Almighty. Though his sons are many, they are destined for the sword, and his descendants will not be satisfied with bread. His survivors will be buried because of the plague, and their widows will not be able to weep. Though he piles up silver like dust and prepares garments as plentiful as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just will wear it, and the innocent will divide the silver."
Wow.
And so if we can just, and see, this takes faith. This takes a faith to believe in God and to walk in his ways, because when we do that, then God is obligated to provide all that we have need of, and we'll be part of that shaking, or that end time transfer of wealth.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing stuff, Norm. Folks, we have a quick break here, just for a brief legal identification for our affiliates. Please stay with us, back in 90 seconds with more from our special guest and more Frankly Speaking Radio.